we know three things, definitely. Martha Johnson, the GSA administrator, has resigned, and two of her senior officials, Bob Peck, the commissioner of the Public Building Service, and Steve Leeds, an advisor, senior advisor to Martha Johnson, have been fired by the White House. Now, this all stems from an IG report that we do have a copy of, and if it's not posted on federalnewsradio.com yet, it will be very shortly. I know Jack Moore has been working on this very hard, our web editor. And basically what we know from that IG report is a couple things. Number one is the Public Building Service held a training conference in October in Las Vegas. What they ended up finding, this IG found, was that the PBS spent $822,000 for 300 people to attend this training conference. The IG found that the expenditures for this conference were both what he called excessive and wasteful, and in many instances, GSA followed neither federal procurement laws nor its own policy on conference spending. Included in that was $130,000 on just planning the conference, including a what they call a quote-unquote dry run to Las Vegas, and five off-site planning sessions with catering that cost about $30,000. So you can just tell by the very high-level look at this, a lot of questionable costs, and a time when the Obama administration and Congress are pressing agencies to save money to cut wasteful spending, whether it's printing or, you know, awards or whatever it is, this is considered a big no-no.
The bottom line is, looking through this Inspector General report, Jason, this is really bad. This is not good, and there's no way around it. This report starts off this way. The Public Building Service of the General Services Administration held its biennial Western Regions Conference, which had approximately 300 attendees in October of 2010 at the M Resort Spa Casino just outside Las Vegas, Nevada. The GSA Deputy Administrator requested that the GSA Office of Inspector General investigate allegations of possible excessive expenditures and employee misconduct in connection with the 2010 WRC, Western Regions Conference. And the report goes on to cite that $822,000 number. But just some of the bullet points in the executive summary are
really
hard to believe. I mean, these qualify, as you and I were talking about by email, as just wow.
Yeah, I think so, and that's actually been the reaction from both people in industry and GSA that I've talked with. Surprise, GSA didn't know it was coming. In fact, the Martha Johnson resignation letter was not sent to employees until after 4:30 Eastern time, yet the Washington Post, who broke the story to their credit, had this at least an hour before then. So this was something that the people just came out of the blue, and they just are leave them with that reminders of Loretta Doan, who again left GSA as the administrator under really questionable terms, whether she was fired or resigned. That is still debated in GSA circles today. But basically it's like, oh no, not again, another problem. Now, as you were talking about through the executive summary, there's some points there that is just surprising. Like, for instance, GSA promised the hotel an extra $41,000 in catering charges in exchange for a concession for the hotel to honor government lodging. So basically the government pays either way. They provided free rooms to contract employees, though there was a contract cost included in the lodging. In fact, the PBS Region 9 commissioner and acting regional administrator told those planning the conference to take it, quote-unquote, over the top and make it bigger and better than previous conferences. And several suggestions to minimize expenses were ignored. I mean, this is just why the government gets a bad name, because of poor choices made by people in charge.
Miscellaneous expenses included mementos for attendees, purchases of clothing for GSA employees, and tuxedo rentals. You're exactly right. That's the kind of stuff. This makes $18 muffins, which we found in hindsight never happened, really, it blows it off the page. Now, the part of this that we haven't really heard much about yet was this. This is a statement from the General Services Administration's Greg Meeker. I apologize to Greg for mispronouncing his name. When it was brought to her attention that a potential misuse of funds may have occurred with regard to the Western Regions Conference, the GSA Deputy Administrator asked GSA's Inspector General to look into the matter. Now, I Googled GSA Deputy Administrator, and the current bio on the GSA website is Susan Britta, specified as the Deputy Administrator of the General Services Administration. I did not see in the scan that I did of the Inspector General's report report her name mentioned. I did see the position of deputy administrator requesting an investigation by the inspector general's office. Do you know any more about that?
I do not. I know that Susan Britta's background is from the Capitol Hill. So obviously she probably knows GSA well and knows, we've been following it for time. But what we do know is that it's interesting that the deputy administrator requested this and not the administrator. And I think that's part of the reason why maybe Martha Johnson is decided to resign, because maybe she did not recognize what was going on. Now, she did say in the letter back to the IG in the report that GSA is taking a whole host of actions to make sure this doesn't happen again. And if you read her resignation letter, I mean, this is somebody who, Martha Johnson, is very sad to be leaving her position. She says, you know, I take this action with great sorrow, resigning. GSA holds a special place in my heart. But why then, there's a question that we're going to have to look for the answer another time, is did she not request the inspection, the inspector general, to do the audit?
The most amazing part of this to me, Jason, and there is a lot in here that is amazing, I can't understate that, but the contracting and procurement problems are incredible. Some of the things that that this report specifies, and this just happens to be the page that I'm on right now. This is page 7 of the Inspector General's report posted now at federalnewsradio.com. Contract for audiovisual services. GSA awarded Royal Productions a $58,808 contract, later increased by $3,000 for audiovisual services. The flaws in this procurement included the following. GSA was required to publish a solicitation on FedBizOps prior to selecting a vendor, but didn't do so. Federal regulation provides contracts in this dollar amount are reserved exclusively for small business concerns. Royal Productions is not a small business for the purposes of this type of contract. GSA personnel provided the quote from the competing offerer for the audiovisual contract to Royal Productions, enabling it to present a winning bid. I mean, disclosing somebody else's bid to me seems like pretty basic contracting stuff.
Absolutely, and that's something that every contracting officer is told, you know, at the beginning, there's certain information that's proprietary, that's private, that's very sensitive, don't expose it, and they did. And even times when things are exposed, for instance, like there was, if you remember the tanker deal, this is getting off track a little with DOD, but they had sent procurement information to the wrong contractor. Even the contractors know you're not supposed to see this stuff. So this is major problems. And part of what GSA and Martha Johnson, who wrote to the IG, saying, we will do these things, and she lays out a host of things, including the Office of Acquisition Policy, the Office of General Counsel, and the Office of Administrative Services will develop mandatory annual training for all employees regarding conference planning and conference attendance. Now, additionally, they'll also do a host of procurement. For instance, the Office of Administrative Services now will handle all procurement for all internal GSA conferences procurements. That way you get out the people who actually are running the conference from having to do the procurements. The Office of Administrative Services will review all travel and accommodations related to conference planning and execution. They also will do oversight and coordination with GSA conference and event planners and contracting officers on conference planning. What they're basically doing is putting a third party who has no dog in the fight, if you will, no benefit for the conference, to be in charge of this conference planning. And let's be honest, maybe that, you know, that sounds like a good idea and probably should have been done earlier, because while from a GSA's perspective, this problem of conference planning has been a challenge for many agencies.
The list of 7 steps that the General Services Administration has instituted to prevent this from happening again are included in the statement that I referenced earlier from GSA, and we'll get that posted this afternoon at federalnewsradio.com as well. Thank you, Jason. The very latest on the resignation of Martha Johnson as the head of GSA, and this story is not going to go away anytime soon, is it? There's just too much here.
I think more is going to come out, and I think that's going to be interesting to see who ends up replacing Martha Johnson. The Washington Post is reporting Dan Tangerlini, who's the Deputy Secretary of Treasury, would be the person to step in. The Assistant Secretary for Management and CFO. So it'll be interesting to see what happens where he jumps in from there.